Ethan Ryan, you must be delighted to make career appearance 200, but at the same time, not so much the result and scoreboard here at Headingley.
Yeah, obviously a proud moment. For me, you know, it's been a... made me feel a little bit old, sort of, but... No, it's definitely a proud moment. Anyone in the career would love to get to that milestone, so... To do it, yeah, it's really good for me. Me personally, but... Yeah, the results are mine, I won't lie, so... really disappointed with that, and I just wish it could have gone better.
What positives or green shoots can you take from that performance today?
I think, especially the first half, you look at like we were controlling the game for a good 25 minutes, and it's due to our own mess ups and ill discipline or errors that allow them to be back in. Come back into the game, and you know, some of the tries we conceded today were really poor. Look, I made errors in places, which I'm annoyed at myself with, but I just think on the whole we need to, while we're in them positions, we need to sort of put our foot down a little bit, and we didn't, and we let them back in, and they took the lead going at half time, which we felt really disappointed with.
In terms of that effort and commitment, given the numbers available, Ethan, it's been a good solid dig.
Yeah, it has, but I just think like, I don't know, I'm just getting fed up with sort of being in games but not finishing them out, do you know what I mean? Like, I know we've got numbers down and stuff, and it's really frustrating, but that's just the competitor inside of me wanting to win every week, and I just think that's one today that, especially on the back of the Magic performance when we knew we had to be better, I just think... We could have probably been a bit better today.
Kurt's just referenced this in his press conference. You know, you started the game really, really strongly. You were leading 6-0 after 25 minutes. You know, you came here with that belief and that courage that you could actually get a result.
Yeah, 100%. Because we know, like, deep down, the quiet confidence we've got, you know, in camp. We mentioned that there'd be no pressure from an outside source today, because people are expecting the top of the league to obviously to beat us. So, but we were quietly confident, and we knew that if we got things right, we could make it a game. And you know, in the first half, 25 minutes, we did that. But it's just some of the stuff we're dishing out after that. That you can't give a team like Leeds like that sort of areas to attack, and when we did, and it proved costly.
Just how important are those sort of lessons that some of those inexperienced Super League players are going to learn? Kurt's just made a good point about Callum Aitkins. You know, prior to this season, he'd not played any Super League games at all. Elliot Poposse, 15th appearance of the season for him. There's certainly a lot of learning and grounding being done, although, you know, the results aren't happening.
Yeah, 100%. And we're only going to be better for this. You know, it's every day is a learning day, and you know, like, players will, it's like anyone, like, everyone's got to start somewhere in terms of playing Super League. And look, when I first started playing Super League, I were way off, do you know what I mean? And it's, everyone's got to adjust to the level and adjust to the grind of it, and you know, we've got a lot of players doing that, and look, we're having a really good dig, and everyone's digging in really hard, and it's good to see. But again, I think we're just getting... You can sort of tell a little bit sometimes, you know, like, with the teams that have got vast experience throughout their squad, and like we've got a lot of beginners to this league, so it does sort of tell at points.
How important is it, Ethan, that the season doesn't peter out from here? There's six more games to go, six important games for the club.
Yeah, 100%. We prep every week to win, and we try and fix the errors that we've made in previous games, and we're confident in every game that we'll go into. It doesn't matter who we play and where it is, we'll give everyone a game, and we'll make it a scrap, do you know what I mean? So we're just running to finish as high up as we can in that table, and you know, cause some upsets, and you know, get a few more wins away from home and stuff like that. There's all these little goals that we've got, and we need to try and tick them off and achieve them.
You were rewarded with a try following that kick chase from Chris Atkin. That must have been a high point for you today.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I always enjoy scoring. You know, it's something I pride myself on when we start a season. I always want to get to certain numbers, and I compete really hard to try and get myself over for tries. So it is always nice to tick some off and you know, climb sort of the ladder in terms of top try scorers in the league, and it's something that I want to. Obviously, you've got a few boys at Leeds who have got crazy numbers this year, but again, you just got to keep plugging away at it.
And I'm kind of guessing, I hope you're not beating yourself up too much for the drop ball from Guy Armitage.
No, I am, because you know, while it might not have changed the result, it's something that I should be almost finishing if I get them opportunities, and you know, I'm really harsh on other people for them sort of errors, so I've got to be harsh on myself, otherwise it's not fair. So yeah, just the concentration sort of stuff, and I need to be better. So yeah.
How tough is it for the side to sort of progress, even when, you know, going into this game this afternoon, 15 players missing, and Kurt's just said, you know, Phoenix Steinway, Jack Omenride, Jaden Nikarima potentially missing for Hulkingston Rovers. Just how tough is it, you know, for the side to progress when there's just all this never-ending injury adversity?
Yeah, it's tough, but there's literally nothing you can do about it. Like, you got to go that next man up mentality, and we knew at points in this year, and we've done it before this year, where we've had players playing all over the place, and it literally is what it is. We've got players stepping in and out of position and doing a good job for us, but yeah, it is. It's really hard, but you've just sort of got to get on with it, because the games are coming thick and fast, so someone's got to play there. And look, hopefully it adds some opportunities to other people who haven't played much, or maybe some young kids, and you know, get them in the thick of it and get them learning at the age that they're at. So as well as as much as it's got its downfalls, it can sort of have its benefits as well.
Looking ahead to Friday's game against one of your former clubs, Hulkingston Rovers, on Friday, a short turnaround now.
Yeah, obviously we've got to prepare really well for it. It's a short turnaround, so it's going to be quite tough. We've got to recover well and like you say, see we've got ready to play. So we'll train Wednesday, and we'll try and go over there and again win. We'll prep to win, don't matter who's playing where, but we'll try to do our best to get that over the line, and yeah, that's what we do every week.
And you'll be coming up against one of your good friends and former teammates, Elliot Minchella.
Yeah, played against him a couple of times this year, and it's nice to see some familiar faces, you know, and I've still got a lot of people who I talk to over there, and you know, I met some mates for life when I played over at Hull KR, so, and the fan base is great too, so good club overall, and they're doing really well, you know. Obviously, coming on the back of winning the treble and then the World Cup Challenge, you know, the club's on a massive high, and it's really good to see.
And just finally, Ethan, hopefully next year when Bradford and Leeds lock horns again, I think we both know the Bradford team's going to look totally different, hopefully a better result.
Yeah, obviously I feel really annoyed today, because you know, we've gone out three times this year and we've come round 1-1, and look, it's hard because when Leeds are flying like that, and it's, you know, we'd have never been favourites going into them games, but like I said, within camp we want them wins, and it's disappointing, and it'll keep the fire burning for next season, definitely.
Ethan, all the best. Cheers. Thank you.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.